Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Vav, and we begin 5-6 lines from the top with the words Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Hope everybody had a wonderful Yom Kippur, easy and meaningful fast. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all have a good kvittel. So we begin. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav tells us the following: Kol ir sheyesh bo malos umordos. Any city that has ups and downs, in other words, it has elevations and it has depressions in the city. In other words, it's a city that is like San Francisco. It is a city that has steep hills and steep down areas. So Adam uvehemo sheba meisim v'chatzi meim. The people and the animals living in such a city are going to die half their lifetime. In other words, it's going to take a toll. Walking up and down, up and down, up and down is going to take a toll on you. So Gemara says, really, meisim sokadaitach? Do you find that everybody in these cities dies at half their age? So Gemara says, you're right, that's not what we meant. Elo ema maskinim v'chatzi meim. They get old faster. In other words, it takes a toll on the body, and the body weakens, and they get older faster, and they'll get older in half the time that it would take normally, because they're having all this extra hard work that they have to do walking up and down the elevated and depressed streets in the city. On Rav Huna Brei, the Rav Yehoshua, he says, Hani mulyosa de bebiri udvei narish. Rav Huna, who was the son of Yehoshua, he said that these mulyosa, Rashi explains, in Dibur HaMaskel, bebiri benarish, he says, these are bezayoros, these are two cities, v'yesh bein zu lezu, and in between the two cities, there are malos or mordos, there are roads that go up and go down, v'hein mulyosa, that's the roads that he's referring to. On the side, it says, the gears of the och is mulyosa, which means rechosim gevom, these are like ranges, so the road's not flat, the road goes in an upward, there are mountainous areas, and there are valleys, so these paths between these two cities, so Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehoshua, said, I had to walk them on a regular basis, askinun, they caused me to get old faster. As Rashi says, the extra work caused them to get older faster. Tanu Rabbanon, now we go back to the Mishnah by quoting this Braisa. If you have a circular city and you want to go and make it into a square, the way you have to do this is Narava Biribua Olam. You square it off in the orientation of the world. In yesterday's Shia, we talked about if you had a city that was in the shape of a diamond, so the point of the diamond, if it was facing up towards the north, due north, so we said you don't go and change it and square it off so that the flat surface should be due north and due south, due east and due west, but you can leave it with the point there. Today we're talking about when you're coming to square off a circular city, so don't make it in the form of a diamond, but make it in the form of a square or a rectangle that will align itself, the flat surfaces, again, due north, due south, due east, and due west, rather than the pointy part facing in those orientations. So that's what the Bryce is telling us. Balu Riva, when you're going to square off a circular city, Mirava Birivua Olam. In other words, you can see a diagram of this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 68, diagram number 203, although that's not mostly what it's concerned with in that diagram. We'll get to that diagram and the rest in the Gemara a little bit later on. But you can see that the circular city, you square it off so that the top part is flat and not at the angles in the corner facing upwards. But the flat part is facing upwards, so it's due north is flat, due south is flat, due east is flat, due west is flat. It's a straight line. That's how you square it off rather than making it like in the diamond shape that we had in yesterday's shear. So again, the Braisa says, Bola Riva, Mirvaris Riva Olam, Nosin Svono Litsofon Olam, Udrom Ludrom Olam, and each of the sides will be due east, due north, due south, due west, in the flat part, in the square part, not at the pointy part. And how are you supposed to know which way the earth is facing, so to say? V'simonach, in order to know which is due north and which is due south, so he says, Egla, the constellation of Egla, which is Taurus, is always Bitsophon, is in the northern part of the sky. But Akrav, the constellation of the scorpion, is always in the southern part of the sky, Bidorum. So this way you'll know. You look up at the sky and you'll see that's the north and that's south. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im einu yodea l'riva b'rivua shalom, if you don't know that or you can't see that for whatever the reason, how can you tell which is north, south, east, and west in those directions? Mirava kemin hatkufa. You go look at the time of the year when we have the different tekuvos. Tekuvos, as we'll see in today's shiur, are separated by 91 days and 7.5 hours. Now, how do we get this number? If a day, a solar year is 365 days, if you divide that up into four equal parts, each of the seasons is one quarter of the year, so 4 into 365 goes exactly 91 and 7.5 hours. You can do the simple math in your head. by dividing 4 into 364, that's 91, and you're left over with, in the solar year, it's approximately 365 and one quarter days, so there's an extra 24 hours for the one day and an extra 6 hours, not exactly 6 hours, a little bit less, but we use an approximation of 6 hours, so that's 30 hours, and you divide 4 into 30 hours, that's 7.5 hours. So therefore, the tikufos, which are each exactly the same amount of time, are each 91 and 7.5 hours. So he's telling us here, in the time of the tikufa, you're going to have the sun, when it's in the winter and summer solstices, it's going to be the most north in the sky, and it's going to be the most south in the sky. And at the time of the equinoxes, the fall and spring equinoxes, it's going to be in the most middle of the sky, not north, not south, but it's going to be roughly east and west. But it's the world is not exactly arranged. It's on a slant. The axis of the earth is on a slant. And therefore, he tells us that if you want to know when the tkufas are, you can go and arrange north, south, east, and west. How is that? Ketzad. Chama yotza biyom oruch, v'shokas biyom oruch. The sun rises on the longest days of the year, in the summer, in the northeast, and it sets in the northwest, and you can draw a line between those two areas on the horizon. Zehu pnei tzofon. That's the northern face, the most northern face of the earth. Chama yotza biyom kotzer, v'shokas biyom kotzer. In the winter, when the sun is the least in the sky, so it is rising on the southeast and it's setting on the southwest. And so play Daro, that is considered the southern line, the most southern line. Now Tkufas Nisan and Tkufas Tishrei, Chama Yotzu v'chatzi Mizuv v'kishukas v'chatzi Marav. In the equinoxes, the spring and fall equinoxes, it's roughly going to rise in the area that is neither north or south. It's going to be pure east, and it's going to set pure west. And this is based upon the Pasuk Shtema, Holech al Dorom, Sovev al Tzofon. The sun rises in the southeast area, and it turns around, and it sets Vesovev al Tzofon. It goes to the north. Holech al Dorom Bayom, Vesovev al Tzofon Balaila. It is going to go towards the south during the daytime, and it's going to come around where we can't see the sun, and it's going to go to the north in the night. Sovev, Sovev, Holech Aruach. It marches in this way. Of course, the sun is not really moving. It's the earth moving around the sun, but that's the idea that we give, that the sun is moving across the sky during the daytime, and it's returning to the eastern position to rise in the morning at nighttime. So this is Soviv Soviv Holech Ruach, Elu Pnei Mizrach Upnei Marav. These are the eastern and western faces. Pamim Haloch Sun Upamim Savasan. Sometimes it's visible, sometimes it's not visible. During the day it's visible, during the night it's not visible. And that's how you get, if you draw the lines over here, where the northeast and the northwest, where it's in the summer, the line there on the longest day, and you draw a line on the shortest day in the winter when it's southeast and southwest, and you square that off, or you make a rectangle actually, and that will decide which is due east, due west, due north, and due south. So this is the understanding that Rav Yossi had over here in terms of a person who doesn't know where the constellations are. He has to figure out so he knows where in the summer and winter solstices, as far wide apart as the sun is. So in that area in between, you draw lines from the horizon from the most north point to the most south point, and that would be the due east, that would be the due west on the other side, and then you have the due north and due south as well, and this is how you arrange the city when you're squaring it off, so you're arranging it in the direction of due east and due west, due south and due north. Now, Masharsha disagrees with this last part. Amar Masharsha, he says, less than Lahani Klali. I disagree with these Klalim. Rashi says, Damrinon Leil, it's on the first of the wide lines of the Rashi. All of these Klalim that we said, Chama Yotza Biyom Aruf Uchule, so he doesn't agree with those. Now, actually, there should be a period over there, and the next words, O Betchila Sayom, is actually a new Dibur HaMaschel. In any event, Rav Masharsha disagrees with this, and he says the Tanya, he brings a brisa to support his position. Lo yotze chama mi olam mi kerem mizrachis sifonis v'shaka bekerem marovis sifonis lo yotze chama mi kerem mizrachis deromis v'shaka bekerem marovis deromis. He's basically saying, and this is a very complicated astronomical discussion that we're having here, and one can really look in the art scroll for a detailed description of this from Rebelsky Zatzal. And as well, you can see in the Pirush Chai, there are many, many diagrams that help you make this a lot easier to understand. But suffice to say that Ramasharsha is saying over here that those dimensions where you're saying where the sun is rising in the northernmost point and the southernmost point, when the days are longest, and that will be in the east, and then the days are the shortest in the northernmost point, and then the southernmost point is on the west side, and that will be the shortest days of the year, he says that's not true. In fact, the sun is more, when it makes its rounds in this way, it creates on each of the faces an even arc. And therefore, he says that this fact that the sun is going to cross over during the daytime and come back, so to say, during the nighttime is not true. You can see the sun sometimes in the different positions, and therefore he says these rules aren't true. Again, we're doing this somewhat superficially. A person can look into this in greater detail in the Art School footnotes to try to get a better understanding. Now we continue, and the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Ein tekufas nisan nofeles elo bi'arba rivei hayom, o betchilas hayom, o betchilas halayla. Now that's a mouthful. What exactly is he saying? So if we go back to the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in all the stellar bodies on the fourth day. But when does the fourth day start? The fourth day starts on Tuesday night. So at the very first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in all the stars, all the heavenly bodies in the sky, it was actually on Tuesday night going into what we call in Halacha, Wednesday. So at that point in time, all the bodies were placed in the positions and they've started moving since then, or the earth is moving in relation to them since then. Now, the world was created, there is a machlokas between Relez and Yeshua, whether the world was created in the last few days of Elul or in the last few days of Adar, right? We say that, of course, the Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, but it actually was on Chafei Elul or on Chafei Adar that the world was created. So on that first Wednesday of creation, the first time, let's say the opinion that we accept is Nisan, so therefore on the 25th of the Adar is the first day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the skies and the earth. And then on that first Wednesday, he put the sun and all the other heavenly bodies in their place. Now, at that first Wednesday, the sun is placed in the sky, that's going to be called Tkufas Nisan. That is the spring solstice. And the sun is exactly in that location at that point in time. Now, as we pointed out already, there are 91 days and 7.5 hours to each Tkufa. So that will be important at the moment. But for now, we need to understand every Tkufa, every year, it's going to be off by 365 days and 6 hours. Because each solar year, that's when we go through the full cycle. So in the first year, Nisan is going to come out that the sun is placed in right at the start of the night. That's in our idealized day, which was the first day, was the idealized day because it's the spring equinox. So therefore, the sun is going to be placed in at exactly 6 p.m. A year later, it's going to be 365 days later, so it's not going to be on Wednesday, the start of Wednesday, it will be the start of Thursday, because it's one day later. In 364 days, there are 52 weeks, so it's going to be one extra day, so now it's going to be Thursday, and it's going to be 6 hours later. So instead of being at exactly 6 p.m., it's now going to be at midnight, when the sun is in exactly the same place as it was one year previously. So it's at first time 6 p.m., the next time it's going to be at midnight. A year later, it will be one day later also. So instead of being the first year on Wednesday at the start, second year Thursday at the start, third year will be on Friday at the start, but it will be another 6 hours later. So instead of being at midnight, it's going to be at 6 a.m. And then the following year, it's going to be on Saturday night. So you're going to go and have it another 6 hours later, one day later. That's how we got to Saturday night, and 6 hours later. So instead of 6 a.m., it's going to be at noon. And the following year, Sunday night, it's going to be at 6 p.m. And going on and on and on. So therefore, it will return to coming back to being on a Wednesday night, the start of Wednesday, Tuesday night, the start of Wednesday. It will be 28 years later that you'll again have it at 6 p.m. That's the way the cycle is set up in this 28-year cycle. That's called the large cycle. There's a smaller cycle of 19 years, but this is the large cycle. What he's telling us is it's always going to be, the Tkufa of Nisan is always going to be, based upon what we just said, because it's always going to be one day and 6 hours later. So since the first time it started at 6 p.m., the next time it will be midnight, the next time will be 6 a.m., the next time will be noon, and then it'll be 6 p.m., and on and on and on forever. So Tkufas Nisan is always going to be, as the Gemara tells us, at either Tchilas Hayom, which is 6 a.m., or Tchilas Halayla, which is 6 p.m., or B'chatzi Hayom, or at noon, or B'chatzi Halayla, or at midnight. Very good. Everything works out very nicely. Then Tkufas Tammuz. Tammuz is the next Tkufa. Now, it's going to be 91 days later, and 7.5 hours later, because as we said, each tekufa is 91 days and 7.5 hours. So if the first tekufa was on a Wednesday, the start of Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, so the next one is going to be 91 days later, but it's also going to be 7.5 hours later. So if the first one was at 6 p.m., the next one is going to be at 1:30 a.m. And the next one after that will be 6 hours after that, because each time that tekufa runs around, it's going to work on a six-hour basis for that tekufa. So if the first one is going to be at 1:30, the next one is going to be 6 hours later at 7:30. And the next one will be at 1:30 the other part of the day. It will be 1:30 p.m. And the next one will be 7:30 p.m. So that's the way the cycle goes. So therefore, he tells us over here, Tkufas Tammuz, Nofelas, Obiachas Umer. So it's going to be either at 1:30, in other words, 1:30 away from the noon. So if the first one was 6 p.m., the next one will be not at midnight, but it'll be at 1:30 a.m. Oh, it's going to be B'sheva Umerzah, or it's going to be at 7:30, because again, it's 6 hours. Beim Yom V'Laila, this is going to be true. It's always going to be either 1:30 or at 7:30, whether it's a.m. or p.m. Likewise, the next Kufa is going to be 6 hours off of that, because they're all 91 days and 7.5 hours. But each one is going to be, when it comes around for its own cycle, it's going to be just 6 hours off. So the next one, since it's going to start at 7.5 hours afterwards, it's going to start at, instead of 1:30, it's going to be at 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. But therefore, the ain't Tkufas Tishrei Nofelas Ella Obishalu Shos Obitesh Shos. Either going to be 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. Beima Yom Beima Laila. And finally, not a surprise, the ain't Tkufas Teves, that is going to always occur another 1.5 hours off. So instead of 3, it's going to be at 4.5 hours. So it's either going to be at 4.5 hours, 4:30 a.m., or it's going to be 6 hours later at 10:30 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. So Ella Obi Arba Mechza at 4:30 a.m. or 4:30 p.m. Obi Eser Umechza at 10:30 a.m. 10:30 p.m. Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. So this is the way the Earth is moving around the Sun, and these are the ramifications of that. Likewise, as we already pointed out, Bein Bein Tkufa Letkufa Elotishim the Echod Yom V'Sheva Shos Umechza, each quarter of the year is going to be 91 days and 7.5 hours, as we've already pointed out several times. The ain tkufa mosheches michaverta elechatzi shah. Now, there's another cycle, and this is the cycle of the seven things in the sky that appear to be moving. From a person sitting on the earth, we don't realize that the earth is moving, but we see that the stars all seem to be in the same place, but there are certain planets, right? That's what the word planet means. It means things that move. So these planets, which aren't only planets, but they include the moon and the sun, are the things that a person on this earth sees moving. And this has a mnemonic, Kalash Tzamchin, which stands for the abbreviation, the letters of all of these moving bodies that a person can see from the earth. And this is, the Chof stands for the Kochav, which is Mercury. The Lamed stands for the Levana, which is, of course, the moon. The Shin is Shabtai, which stands for Saturn. The Tzadi is Tzedek, which stands for Jupiter. The Mem is Madim, which stands for Mars. And the Ches is the Chama, which stands for the sun. And Noga, which is the Nun, is Venus. So these are the planets and the sun and the moon that are visible from Earth that seem to move in the sky. The other planets that we have, of course, Pluto is no longer considered a planet, but Uranus, Neptune, and poor little Pluto, so they aren't visible to the naked eye. You need a telescope to see them. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't talk about that. They didn't have telescopes, at least we understand it, in those days, and they couldn't detect Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, or any other planetoids that are moving in the sky. Therefore, these seven also go in a cycle. Each one goes for an hour. So we start off at the first cycle was the cycle of Kochav. The next hour was Levana. The next hour was Shabtai. The next hour was Tzedek. The next hour was Madim. The next hour was Chama. And the next hour is Noga, Venus. So therefore, you have these 7 hours. So if the cycle is 7.5 years from the Tkufos, and the cycle of the moving planets or things that we can see moving in the sky is 7 hours, they're going to be off by a half an hour. And that's what the Gemara now tells us. The Ein Bein Tkufa L'Tkufa Elatishim V'yachad Yom V'sheva Shos, that's from one Tkufa to the other, Shos U'mechza, the Ein Tkufa Mosheches Mechaverta Elechatzi Shoah. And therefore, since they're off by 7.5 hours, so they're going to be off by a half of one of these movable bodies, the Kalash Tzamchin bodies, they're going to be off by a half, because it's 7.5 hours, so it's still going to be within the half hour, the second half hour, that that body, so to say, reigns in the sky. V'yomer Shmuel, Shmuel adds another thing, En l'cha tkufas nisan, it's never going to occur that when the tkufas nisan, shnofelas betzedek, it comes out, that coincides, the two cycles that we have, of the tkufos, and of the kalash tzamchin, so they're going to coincide in a certain way, so if the tkufa of nisan comes out, and it falls when Jupiter is strong, that's going to be very bad. She'enu mishaberis olilonos, it's going to cause tremendous winds, it's going to destroy the trees. And likewise, if Teves falls out during Tzedek, it's also going to be a bad thing. It's going to dry up all the plantings. So this is true, however, he says, this is only true if it turns out that the Levana, when we have the molad for the Levana, is also going to be, the Levana, it's going to come out during the time that the Levana, the moon, is reigning, or the time that Jupiter is reigning, according to this cycle. So again, very complicated astronomical findings over here. We did them very superficially, but hopefully people have a little bit of an appreciation for it. Again, look in the art scroll, look in the Pirush Chai, if you wish to get a little bit more detail. Now we turn to the Omid base, and now we discuss another complicated area. A lot of math today, a lot of astronomy today. So Tanu Rabbanan. We start off on the top of Nun Vav Omud Beis with Tanu Rabbanan. We bring a brisa. Hamar Beya Esoir, if a person goes and he squares off a circular city, we talked about this quite a bit, and how does he do this? We said he does this also so kamin tabla mirubas. He does it, he squares it off into either a square or into a rectangle, depending on what type of a circle or oval the city was. And as we said, you always make sure that the northern face, the flat northern aspect, is directly due north, and all the other sides are also directly due south, due east, and due west. So first thing you do is you square the city. And you can see this in the footnote number 1 in the art scroll. You can see this in the Perish Chai as well, starting with the diagrams you can see on page 110. And of course you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara as well, starting with diagrams on page 68, going to page 69. Very important diagrams here, starting with figure number 203. So what the Mishnah is telling us here is, if you're squaring off the city, you're squaring the circle, and you'll therefore gain all the corners, which are called the chronos. And you can see this in the diagram in footnote number 1 of the art scroll. The shaded area is the part that you're gaining by squaring off the city. Fine. And that's how you square up the city. The chozer, then, now you want to get the tchum, so you have to go 2,000 amos outside this area. Again, there's really 70 and two-thirds amma first. We'll leave that aside for now. But then you go out 2,000 amos in every direction. Now, how do you do this? If you went 2,000 amma from the point of the diagonal, and you just drew a diagonal line from there, so then you'd be shorting yourself. You'd only be getting a area that goes out at the diagonal 2,000, but it's actually going to be smaller every place else. So if you did that, you would actually only have 1,428 that would go due north straight out if you did 2,000 amma on the diagonal. So therefore, that's not the right way to do it. So the Gemara tells us, the Braisa tells us, v'chozeu marabeas atchumim, in the following fashion. You make the city, the square, you make a square around it. In other words, you go and take, let's say the city is 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma when we squared it off. So you take a 2,000 amma and 2,000 amma block, and you put that to the left, to the right, above and below the city. And you can see this in diagram by footnote number 2 in the art scroll. Or you can see this in diagram number 47 in the Pirush Chai. Or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 203. So what you do here is you make blocks that are the equivalent to the size of the city. We're dealing here with the city being a perfect square. We'll see it doesn't have to be. And you go and add on blocks all around it. In this way, you're encircling the city or squaring the city that is now a square with 8 of these 2,000 amma blocks. 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma, 4,000 square amma blocks around each aspect of the city. Due left, due right, due up, do down, and then in the four corners as well. So you're fitting in all of these blocks. And you can see this in diagram number 204 in the Illustrated Gemara very clearly. You can also see this in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 49. Now, when you've done this, Kishu Modeid, Lo Yimdod Mi Emtza Keren Apai Mama, as we said, don't do it from the corner, but instead do it this way, because if you did it from the corner, and you can see this in diagram number 4 in the Art Scroll footnote number 4, where he says, Mipneshu Mavsid, this is obvious, you would lose some in the corner, because if the corner is 2,000, so then that's going to be the hypotenuse of your right triangle. If your right triangle has a hypotenuse of 2,000, so a squared plus b squared equals c squared, so a squared and b squared are the same here, it's a right triangle, so it comes out to be 1,428. So you'd be losing if you did it this way, and therefore, you do what I said, you bring these blocks of 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma blocks, and you put them all the way around the city in the eight locations. Again, right up, right down, and right and left, and then in the four corners, and that's how you go and get the proper squaring of the city, umenicha bekerem balachsona, and then you'll have in the corner the square root of 2,000, right? It's going to be, in this situation, the square root of 2 times 2,000, which will be 2,800 amas, as we've already discussed several times. And that's how you maximize, according to this understanding, that's how we maximize the right way to go square the city and then go square the area around it, so you maximize the tchum that you have. That's the din. Now, Nim says, so here, mistakeris, and as a result, you've gained quite a bit, because if the city were to have been a circle that was only a 2,000 diameter, that means it's 1,000 from the center to any point on the periphery. The radius is 1,000. So again, by our knowing the square root of 2 is how you extend it out, so the right angles would be 1,000, and then the square root of 2 times 1,000 is going to be 1,400, 1.4, and therefore you're gaining an extra 400 amos by doing it this way, when you're squaring the circle to make it into a square city. Arba amos lekan on both sides, on the top side and on the bottom side. You're gaining in the corners, both in the right and left corners on both sides. Lekan arba amos, lekan arba amos. And then, nimtzu tchumim mishtakrin, you're gaining as well in the tchumim 800. As we said, going from 2,000, because you get 2,000 by 2,000 in each block, so you're making the hypotenuse there going to be 2,800 amos. So you've gained 400 from squaring the circle city into a square, and then you're gaining another 800 by squaring off each corner of the tchum, and you're gaining the hypotenuse 800 there, because this is 2,000 amma. The circle was only 1,000 amma radius here. It's 2,000 amma, and therefore you're going to gain 800. So ches meos lekan and shmona meos lekan, you're gaining in this situation on both sides. So your total that you've gained is 1,200 in each direction. Elef umasayim lekan, elef umasayim lekan. That is the fact. That is the din. There's no question about this din. However, Amar Abaye says this only applies that you're gaining 1,200 amma if you're starting off with a city that has a diameter of 2,000, in other words, a radius of 1,000. So Amar Abaye, umishkachas lo b'mosu dahav yatrei alfei yatrei alfei. This only works if the city has a diameter of 2,000 ammas. In other words, the radius is 1,000 amma, because if you have any other size city, it's going to be different. The 800 that you're gaining by the squares, that's always going to be 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma block. But the size of the city, it could be larger or smaller, so then the size of anything but the corners could be larger. But the corners will always be 2,000 amma by 2,000 amma. So the 800 that you're gaining, because you're squaring off the tchum, that always remains as 800. But whether it's going to be 400 or 200 or 800 or 5,000, that's going to depend on the size of the city. Now, where do we learn this from? So we already had this previously on Daf Nun Aleph, and we learned it again now. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer Bar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Rabbi Yosi says, Tchum Ore Levim Alpayim Amma. The Tchum for the cities of the Levim, the 48 cities that the Levim would get, they had a special area around them that every city that was from the Levim had to have. That was a 2,000 area around them. The first 1,000 amma was what's called Migrush, which was an unused area just for beautification of the city. Just should be a nice place to take a spatzir, a nice relaxing area with nothing going on there. And then the second 1,000 amma could be used for planting and other uses like that. So, Tzemehen, Elef Amo Migrosh of this 2,000 Amma that each city of Levium had, you take away 1,000, the first 1,000 that was an open space. It's called Migrosh. Rashi explains, Tzemehen, Soviv Oir Elef Amo LeMigrosh, the first 1,000 Amma around the city was Migrosh. She'ain Notin, you don't plant over there, Vlozorin, you don't seed over there. Elo, Menichin also Lenoya Ir, it's left for the beautification of the city. Kidemetagim Revoche Kruya. It's called a wide open, expansive area. That's required around each city of the Levium. And therefore, this Brisa tells us, Nimtza Migrosh Ravia. It turns out that the Migrosh, the open area, is one quarter of the entire area of the Tchum around the cities of the Levium. And the rest of it, this one quarter is open. Vahashar, the rest, as Rashi told us just now, Sadu Sukrum, you can plant in it in whatever you'd like to plant over there. Now, obviously, why is this one quarter? The Gemara, the rest of the Shia today, will discuss this. So first of all, the Gemara starts with, says, Minohani Mili. How do we know that this is supposed to be in this way? So Amar Rava, Rava says, look at the Pasuk. The Amar Kroah, the Pasuk tells us, Mikira ir v'chutza elef amos saviv. From the walls of the city outward, the first 1,000 amma, that's going to be around it. And Amar Torah, sabei v'esuir be'elef. Go and surround the city with this 1,000 amma area that's unplanted, that's just migrosh, just for beautification. Now, the Gemara says, Nimtza migrosh revia. It turns out that this is one quarter. Obviously, the Gemara says, revia. It's a half. Palgahabi. If it's 1,000 of 2,000, so then it should be half. Why are you calling it a quarter? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava explains, Bar Ada Mishocha. Bar Ada, that was the name of this person, who was a Mishocha. Rashi says, Mitzayin Tchum Ya'ir. He was the professional Tchum expert. He surveyed the cities and would put in exactly the dimensions of the city for the Tchum. So this person, this professional surveyer, Bar Ada, he taught me, Asper Li, the answer to this. This is found, when do we say that the Migrosh is one quarter of the total? This is Mishkachaslo. It's found, Bemos in a city, the Havya Trey Alfe, a Trey Alfe. This is true if the city is exactly 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos. In other words, when you have a city that is 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos, so the Migrosh area will be one quarter of something. Now, we're going to spend time now discussing exactly what that something is. So this is Rava's answer, as explained by Bar Ado Mishocha. The Tchum Kamahavya. How much next to this city that's 2,000 Amma by 2,000 Amma are the actual Tchum? Those are the parts that are due north, due south, due east, and due west. So those are going to be blocks that are 2,000 Amma by 2,000 Amma. The area, therefore, is 2,000 Amma times 2,000 Amma, which means 4 million square Ammas. So around every block of the city, north, south, east, and west, you're going to have a block that's 4 million square amos. There's four of them, so it's 4 times 4. It's going to be 16 million square amos. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tchum kamahavi. How much is this tchum in square amos? She said it's going to be 16 million square amos. The kronos, now those are the corners that weren't directly due north, due south, due east, and due west, but they fill in this box that's around the city, and you can see this in the diagram that's adjacent to footnote number 13. You can see this as well in the Pirush Chai in diagram number 49, and you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 204. Now, these are also going to be blocks of 2,000 square amma by 2,000 square amma. So each one of the corners is the exact same thing. It's 4 million square ammas. So you have four of them, the four corners. So it's going to be another 16 million square ammas. So therefore, Kronos Kamahavion, it's also Shitzar. It's also going to be 16 what? 16 million square ammas. So we have the Tchum part itself is 16 million square ammas. And the corners are an additional 16 million square ammas. Now, Dal Tamnayo de Tchumim, you deduct the Tchum part, which was 16, but half of that is Migrosh. So Dal Tamnayo de Tchumim, you deduct 8 million of that, because again, if it's 2,000 Amas, so the first 1,000 Amma is going to be Migrosh. The second 1,000 Amma is going to be filled in. So Dal Tamnayo de Tchumim, you deduct half of the Tchumim area, so half of the 16 million that's directly due north, due south, due east, and due west, you deduct half of that, and you're left with 8 million square amos. So the Migrosh area right adjacent to the city is going to be 8 million square amos. It's 1,000 by 2,000, that's 2 million times 4, so it's going to be 8 million square amos. And then you do the same thing in the corners. So we lost from the 16 of the entire Tchum that's right adjacent, Dal Tamnai of the Tchumim. So 8 million of open space. The Arba, the Kronos, and you only have 4 million in the corners. Why is that? You can see this in the diagram next to footnote number 17 in the Art Scroll. And you can see this in the diagram number 51 in the Pirush Chai, and you can see this as well in the diagrams on page 68 and 69 in the Illustrated Gemara. If you, for example, look at diagram number 204 and you look at the enclosed blue square, so you'll see this perfectly. So in the corners, you have each corner is 4 million square amos, but you're only using one quarter of that because it's only the direct corner that is the first part of that four blocks of each corner. So each corner is divided up basically into 1,000 amma by 1,000 amma, four of those such blocks. So it's going to be 1 million square amma for each of those blocks. And you're only using the first one in the corner. You can see this very clearly in diagram 204 again in the Illustrated Gemara, where you can see this in footnote number 17, the diagram next to that. So each of those corners is going to be 1 million square amma. You have four of those corners, that's 4 million square amma. So how much do you have altogether? Kamahave, Treisa. You have 12 million square ammas of Migrash. Now, 12 million is not a quarter of the total space. The Gemara says, Nimtza Migrash Revia. How can you tell me that the Migrash is going to be a quarter? In fact, Tvei Mitilsininu. It's really 12 of 32. 12 of 32 is even more than a third. How can you tell me it's only a quarter? Someone says, you're right. I see Arbo Demasa Shadi Alai. You forgot to count the 4 million square amas of the city itself. So you add that on to the total. So the total is 36 million square amas. Ah, now 12 million is a quarter of 36 million. Someone says, that's not true also. Even if you say that you add the 4 of the city, it's 12 million of 36 million. Akati Tilsahavi. It's a third. It's not a quarter. And where it says, no, but you forgot, we're talking about a circular city. Misabris birivua kamar, we're talking about a square city? No. We started off talking about a circular city. Bigula kamar. If you're dealing with a circular city, so we know that the ratio, we've mentioned this several times already, if you do the math on it, the ratio of a square, and you inscribe a circle inside of it, so the ratio of the area of the square is going to be 4 compared to the ratio of the circle would be 3. It's a 4-to-3 ratio. So now, if we're dealing with a city that is 4 million if it's a square, so it's going to be 3 million amas if it's a circle. And if you're dealing with this encirclement, the tchum, the migrash around the city, we said that it was 12 million, so that's if it's a square. But if you make it into a circle, because you're dealing with a circle city, so then the 12 million is a 4-to-3 ratio, will become 9 million. Ah, this is good. Bigula kamar, we're dealing with a circle. Kama meruba yasir ala eagle. How much is a square more than the circle? If the square was 12 million square amos, the circle is going to be 4-to-3 ratio, it's going to be 9 million square amos. So revuya, from the square, you have to go and take off, and it's going to become a quarter. Dal revia minayu, so you have 12 million, it's really 9 million. Ah, pashala tisha, 9 million, vitisha mitlosin vishisa rivahave. This is his answer. This is the answer that Rava gives us. How can you say that the Migrash is a quarter? It's if you start off with a circular city that has the dimension of 2,000 diameter. So then, in this situation, it's going to have a migrash around it that's only 9 million square amos, because it's a circle around it. And you can see this in the diagram in footnote number 19 in the Art Scroll, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai diagram number 52, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 69, diagram number 205. So therefore, 9 million is one quarter of 36 million. So the total area, including the city, is 36 million, and the actual Migrash area is going to be 9 million. And this is set up with a city of this specific size. That's terrace number one of four terutzim that we're going to have. The second one is from Abaye. First one is Rava, second one is Abaye Omar. He says, you could also work this out. They're not necessarily mutually exclusive. Each one is giving a different teretz. That's why it doesn't say Omar Abaye. It says Abaye Omar. He has his own teretz. Not that Rava's is wrong. He says, here's another way that you could get it, that it should be a quarter. Mishkachas law, you could likewise have it Nami. Also, if you're dealing b'masa with a city, davya alpha be alpha. If the city is a square of 1,000 amma by 1,000 amma. And you can see this in diagram in the Art Scroll next to footnote number 21. Now, this diagram, you have a city in the middle that's 1,000 by 1,000. Previously, we had a circular city that had a 1,000 radius or 2,000 diameter. Here we're talking about the diameter of this square city is 1,000 by 1,000. Now, tchumim kamahavi. Now, the tchum, which is the area directly due north, due south, due east, and due west, is still going to be 1,000 amma in the length, but the width is going to be 2,000 amas, because you always get 2,000 amas around each city. And half of that is going to be Midrash. So due north, due south, due east, and due west is going to be 1,000 by 1,000 amma area, which is going to be 1 million. So each box that's directly adjacent to the city is going to be 2 million square amos, of which half of that is going to be Midrash, 1 million square amma. So directly around the city, you have 4 times 1 million square amma. So now, Tchumim kama havya tamnaya. The total Tchum is 2 million times 4, because each one is 2,000 times 1,000 square amos, which is going to be 2 million square amos times 4. That's 8 million square amos, but only half of that is Midrash. So we have to remember that. Kiranos, the corners, Kamahavye, Shisa, the corners are always going to be 2,000 square amos, 2,000 amos, that 2,000 amos, which is going to be 4 million square amos. So the corners are always going to be 16 million. So you have 16 million, Kronos, Kamahavye, Shisa, the corners are going to be 16 million. So the total area around the city is going to be 16 plus 8, which is 24. Dal arba de tchumim, the arba de kronos. But again, we have to remove the part that's Midrash. So the part that is Midrash is going to be arba, 4 million, 1 million around square amas, that due north, due south, due east, and due west. And then in each corner, you can also have the 1 million, like we had before. So that's going to be a total of 8, kamahavi tamnaya. 8 million square amos is going to be the Midrash area of 24 million. So Gemara says, Tilsahu Habu, that's only going to be a third. It's not a fourth. So how, Abaye, are you saying that this is a fourth? So he said, again, Misarvis Birivua Kama. Who says we're dealing with a square city? We did say that, but who says you're dealing with a square city? In fact, Bigula Kama. Again, we're dealing with a circular city. And therefore, Ravia, if it's square and you inscribe a circle inside of it, it's going to be a 4-3 ratio. So if we just said that the city is going to be 1 million square amma, so then it's going to be 4, and it's going to be a 4-3 ratio. So Dal Ravia, Pashalo Shisa. Now, when you have this circle around it, it's going to be not 8 million square amma of Midrash, but it's going to be an 8-6 ratio, 4-3 ratio is 8-6. So, in fact, the Midrash is a circle around the city, is going to be, in fact, 6 million square amos. 6 million is 1/4 of the 24 million that we said. Vishisa mechav dalid riva habe. So that's how you can work out in this situation that it is 1/4. That's teretz number 2. Teretz number 3 and teretz number 4 are much simpler in the sense that they just have a totally different way of looking at it. Ravina Mar, I don't disagree with the first toe, but there's another way to get it. My Ravia, when you're talking about a quarter, he says, look at it very simply. Ravia de tchumim. The actual tchum is going to be 2,000 square amma by 2,000 square amma in every one of our cases. When we have the city that is 2,000 square amma by 2,000 square amma, so the due north, due south, is those blocks of 2,000 square amma by 2,000 square amma. So each block is going to be 4 million square ammas, half of which is going to be your tchum and of Midrash, and the other half will be the tchum that is filled in with the plantings. So of each 4 million square amma block, half of that, 2 million square amma, is going to be actual Midrash. Now, you have 4 of those, so it's going to be 4 times 2 million. That's going to be 8 million. Now, if you look at the entire city, not including the city, the entire area around the city, we said was 32 million. So 8 is 1/4 of 32 million. The corners have no Midrash. According to the opinion of Ravina, you're just dealing with due north, due south, due east, and due west that has Midrash. But the corners have no Midrash. And you can see this in the diagram in Art Scroll footnote number 6, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai diagram number 56, or you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara, page 70, diagram number 208. Very simple teretz. Ravina's teretz is the simplest. You just look at the actual due north, due south, due east, and due west. That one strip of 2,000 amma by 1,000 square amma is going to be 8 million square ammas in total. Each one is 2 million, 2 million, 2 million, 2 million. And that 8 million is 1/4 of the entire 32 million square amos, not including the city. Teretz number 3, very simple. Teretz number 4 is also very simple. Rav Ashi Amar, my review, when we said it's a quarter, what do we mean? Only the corners, as exact opposite, Pum Faker from Ravina said. Ravina said only the Tchum, the due north, due south, due east, due west, has Midrash. So according to Rav Ashi, only the corners, that one block in each corner, that block is the only block, that 1 million by 1 million in each corner, that's the only block that has actually going to have Migrash. Revia de Kronos. And therefore, the total Kronos is, as we said, 4 million times 4 is 16 million. So this is 4 million of the Kronos. So it's 4 of 16, which is a quarter. So that's what Ravashi says. My Revia means Revia de Kronos. One quarter of the Kronos is Migrash. Works out perfectly well. None of the Tchum, none of the due north, due south, due east, and due west has, according to this opinion of Ravashi, any requirement for Migrash. It's only the corners. Gemara says, however, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, but the pasuk says Saviv, for Saviv Ksiv, so it means all around. How can you tell me it just means the corners? So Ravashi responds very beautifully. He says, my Saviv. What does it mean when it says Saviv? It means the Kronos. Saviv, the Kronos. And I'll prove to you that it means just the corners. Because Elo Temachi, if you're not going to agree with me, so then you got a problem. How are you understanding when it says that you do the Zrikos for a carbon ola? The Zrikos for a carbon ola are Shtayim Shein Arba. You do them two times, but you get all four corners. When you do it in one corner, you're getting both sides of that corner, and you do it the one diagonally opposite from it, you're doing it one time, and you're getting those two corners. And that's called Saviv. Because if you don't say this, you're not going to understand what it means by the Ola. The Ola Teva Hachi, Gabi Ola Ksiv, by an Ola, it says, Vizarku. Now, the words Bnei Aaron are found in a different pasuk, but not over here. So we delete the words Bnei Aaron. Vizarku es hadam al hamizbeach Saviv. You have to apply the dam on those two corners. Shtayim shein arba. Now, what does it mean there? Hochanami, Saviv Mamash, does it mean you go all the way around? No, you don't draw a line all the way around. You just do it, Shtayim Shein Arba. You put it on this corner here, which gets both of those two sides at that corner, and then do it the one diagonally opposite, and you get the two sides over there. So it doesn't mean Hochanami, Saviv Mamash. It doesn't mean over here you do it all the way around. Ela, my Saviv, by the Ola. It means Saviv the Kronos. It means at the corners. That's called around. So to over here, Hochanami, my Saviv, what it means over here when we say Saviv, Saviv the Kronos. And this is Rav Ashi's explanation. He says it works perfectly well. My answer is right. Now we just wrap up one or two little points, and then we'll finish the shiur. Amalei Rav Chavivi Michuzanoi, Rav Chavivi, who came from the city of Michuza, he said to Rav Ashi, he asked Rav Ashi on this. Now, again, we said all four of these answers that we gave aren't mutually exclusive. So he asked him about the earlier answers, the first two terutzim of Rava and Abaye. He asked him, for Ikama Rosha de Karnosa. He says, if you're squaring off that city, so that the corner part is going to delete some of the Migrash. If you're making the city into a square, and you can see this in our scroll diagram next to footnote number 13. And as well, you can see this in the illustrated Gemara very clearly in diagram number 210. So you're cutting into the Migrash by squaring off the city. You didn't take that into account. So he answered him, B'masa igulta. We're talking about a city that is circular. So he says, okay, v'har ribua, but you said you made it square. So Rav Ashi says, no. We said we make it appear as if it's a square, but we didn't actually add on to the city. The city is still a circular city. We didn't actually create city over there. It's still Migrash. We view this in all of our discussions as if it's squared, but it's not actually squaring off the city physically. The city is still a circular city. We're not adding trees or houses into that area. So it's Migrash. The bottom line is, it's Migrash. All of our calculations till now are perfectly good. Finally, we conclude with another statement. Omer Alei Rav Chaniloi Michuzana. Rav Chaniloi, who came from Michuza, and the stomach, these two are put over here, as they both came from Michuza, Rav Chavivi and Rav Chaniloi, they both came from Michuza, and they both asked Rav Ashi on this discussion. Michte, let's look at this carefully. Kama Meruba Yosir Ala Eagle. We've already said that the ratio is 4 to 3. Revia, when you have a square and a circle is inscribed within it, so the area of the circle is going to be 3, ratio to the area of the square will be 4. So whether it's 8 to 6, whether it's 16 to 12, it's going to be a 4 to 3 ratio. Now, that's always the ratio. Revia. How come then, when we said at the very beginning of the share, if you'd go from the corner out, you're going 400 amma in the city that had a radius, a circular city that had a radius of 1,000, so we said you gain in the quarter, we said 400 amma. And when you're going out, if it's 2,000 amma, so then we said you're gaining 800 amma. So the Gemara says, Hani tamne meya, this 800, if you're saying it's a 4 to 3 ratio, so then if you were to take 2,000 as the circle, so then the area and therefore the diagonal, right now we're assuming the area and the diagonal will be the same, should also be a 4 to 3 ratio. So if the ratio of the diagonal is 2,000, so then it should be 4 to 3 ratio. That comes out to 2 1,666 2/3 amma. So it's therefore not 400 or 800. Shismeya v'shisin ushva nechatlasahavi. It should only be an additional 666 2/3. The 4-3 ratio, if you have a square that is around the circle, and the circle has a diagonal that is 2,000, so that's the 3, and the 4 ratio would be 4/3 of 2,000, which would be 2,666 2/3 amma, not 800. So how come that's not true? So Rav Ashi says, no, there's a difference. The area, the ratio is 4-3, but diagonal is not a ratio of 4-3. That's the square root of 2. The Pythagorean theory with a squared plus b squared, and it's a right triangle, so a and b are the same. So a squared plus a squared equals c squared, that's always going to be the square root of 2. Whatever a is, you multiply by the square root of 2, which we round off to be 1.4, so that's always going to be the same. When we're talking about the area, the ratio of a circle inside a square is going to be a 4-3 ratio. The square is going to be 4x, and the circle is going to be 3x. But the diagonal, the hypotenuse, that's not going to be a ratio of 4-3. That's going to be times the square root of 2. The amamar, call amsa birivua, every amma that you have, amsa utrechum sho balachsona, it's going to be the square root of 2 times that. So x, or a, is going to have a squared plus a squared equals c squared. It's going to be a, the relationship between a and c is going to be times the square root of 2. And that's 1.4, or 1 2/5 amma. We approximate that to be 1.4. It's actually not going to be a whole number. It's going to be 1.414, etc., etc. And therefore, we approximated at 1.4. I know this was quite a difficult shift, starting off with the astronomy and then going into these calculations. Certainly kedai to review this, and the Mitzvah Shem will start the Mishnah tomorrow. Have a good Kvittel.